Welcome to Minisode 3. I'm Emily Reese from June Media. Oh, man. Get ready to get schooled on sci-fi music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, thanks to Gary Shyman. More on what all that means in just a moment. First, you'll hear from Kathy Flood. I noticed her game during the Seattle Indies Expo a couple of weeks ago and had to talk to her about it. Her game is called Infinite Scuba. One of the things that really is, I think, becoming a lot more popular in games these days is this idea of just exploring and having a relaxing time while you're interacting in this world that you'd never probably be able to see otherwise. And it seems like this clearly fits into that niche just perfectly. I mean, there are objectives, right? I mean, you can find certain things and be rewarded in some ways, but generally speaking, the whole purpose is to explore and see a new world, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's definitely what we want to do. We want to do what real divers do. So divers swim around. They mm-hmm. look for wildlife. They look for historical artifacts. They take photographs. It's a very kind of zen experience. And it is one of the few things that you're rewarded for going slowly on. You see more yes. the slower you go, and things will come out to see you. You have the option of going very quickly, but you will burn your air very quickly, and you're going to miss stuff.
Wow.
So we really wanted to do something that was different.
So tell me about Sylvia Earle and how she became connected with this game.
When I did research many years ago, when I worked on that first prototype, which was, gosh, I don't know how long ago that was, 13, 14 years ago.
Wow.
She was one of the people that came up as kind of an icon in the underwater world and one of mm-hmm. the elder statesmen of the marine environmental movement. She, along with the Cousteaus. So I read some books by her. She's just very inspiring. She led NOAA. She is a National Geographic Explorer in Residence, which is a lifetime title. And she's so passionate about educating people about the ocean and getting them to understand what's in the water and care about it and hopefully protect it.
You can learn more about Kathy's game at infinitescuba.com. All right. You probably know Gary Shyman's music from the so totally amazing Bioshock series, or maybe from Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor, or Dante's Inferno. However, Gary's first console game was a PS2 game called Destroy All Humans.
And for the uninitiated, Destroy All Humans is a kind of tongue-in-cheek game. Set in the 1950s, and it was you play the alien coming to Earth in the 50s to destroy mankind or to steal their DNA or whatever the heck it was. Okay, well, in the 50s, in my mind, it was to sound like Bernard Herrmann, and he just had certain chords that he liked to use, and certain instrumentation, and I just used that. I didn't copy any of his themes or anything, but there's a certain vibe to the way he wrote music, you know, and he could write really simple stuff or very complex stuff, you know. And then of course there was the use of the theremin. My only regret is that I didn't use a real theremin. I used a synth.
Really?
For the theremin. Yeah, and it was a pretty good theremin sound. But as I learned more, actually after the game, I really learned a lot more about theremin. And there's a lot of interesting sounds that I could have gotten that would have been so cool. And I'm just I I every, like, once a year I think about it and I kick myself saying, doggone it, why didn't I hire a real theremin? Because I could have had so much fun and done some really cool effects with it.
Thanks for checking out Minisode 3. I'm Emily Reese from June Media. Sam Keenan is the producer. Say hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
You can hear the full episode at patreon.com/JuneMedia. You can become a patron there, too. For $1 a month, you'll get a weekly show. Thanks to our existing patrons, with special shouts going to Brad Derrick, Sam Hulick, Jordan Pollan, James Hannigan, Jesper Kidd, and Gary Scheiman. We're on YouTube and Facebook at June Media, and you'll find us on Twitter at Media June. Don't forget, June is always J-O-O-N.